Great. So now that we've thought about that, I'd like to share it with you this morning. So when I was younger, I used to be scared of the dark, and I had a nightlight which would go everywhere with me. Did anyone else have a nightlight? Yeah, few people. And so if it involved sleeping anywhere, even on holidays, I would take it with me. It made me feel safe from the darkness. So just like the story we've heard about Elijah, who was cared for, we feel protected and cared for by having things that make us feel safe. Maybe that's your favourite teddy bear when you sleep, or a helmet when you ride your bike. These are our comfort, making us feel safe and secure. But what happens when fear comes from the inside? When we are exhausted, unsure, or just overwhelmed and anxious about the unknown? Who cares for us? And with Elijah, we saw something unexpected. Not a big-minded display of God's power, but a gentle picture of God's power to care for Elijah. So, did you notice how gentle God's care was with Elijah when he needed to rest? Elijah was wandering away. One day he was so happy, and the next he was emotionally and spiritually drained. He went to lie down under a tree, defeated. Elijah is just like us. He struggled and wanted to give up. Sometimes we may feel like this too. Even though Elijah had seen God act powerfully before, he felt scared and alone. And so defeated, Elijah prayed. But Elijah wasn't alone. God sent him an angel. And the angel prepared a meal and allowed Elijah to rest and sleep. And he wasn't given strict commands, he was given these gentle words. The angel said just these four words to him, "Get up and eat." Elijah was cared for. The angel repeated these words twice, and Elijah was strengthened through this gentle care. This angel stuck by Elijah, giving him some company. Company can come from friends around us, someone being there for us when we want to give up. God places people in our lives to care for us as well. Where in your life do you need gentle care? Later, God assured Elijah of his presence and provision for the future. God cared for him first, for providing him rest and an angel to look after him before God gives Elijah his next steps. And when you feel like you want to give up, pray or speak a verse over yourself. A verse I often repeat in my head is 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Even Elijah prayed and God cared for him. So rest and pray in God. Elijah wanted to give up, but God was with him. God's care was gentle when he needed rest. The same goes for us. God will gently care for us and will give us rest when we want to give up. Then, God told Elijah to go and stand on the mountain, for the Lord was about to pass. And I don't know you, but I expected something big to happen. For me, if it was God was expected to pass, I would expect a big, loud cheer, like a celebrity would get. Particularly a loud cheer for my favourite Formula One driver, Lando Norris. That would be very exciting. At first, it looked like God was going to pass through the powerful winds that tore through the mountains. But God wasn't in that. An earthquake followed, but God wasn't in the earthquake. Then came a fire, but God wasn't in that either. All these are very loud and mighty events. But then came a gentle whisper. God was in the gentle whisper, the quiet whisper. God will not always give us loud, big signs of his care or presence. It could be like that, but he often cares for us in quiet ways. Maybe that's peace, or calm thoughts, or just someone sitting by you. God's care is quiet when the whole world is loud. And he speaks so gently and quietly that we have to listen closely to what he is saying to us. We have to try and tune into his voice. I wonder whether we need to hear God's voice today. What areas do we need to hear him? Elijah didn't want to give up anymore because he had heard God. God was in the quiet whisper, not the huge earthquake, or the wind, or the fire. God is always there, and he is close, wanting to quietly care for you. And so, God's care is gentle when we need rest. God's care is quiet when the whole world is loud. These are true for Elijah and are true for us today. Even when we feel alone, God is with us. Even when we feel afraid, he gives us peace. Even when we feel like giving up, he restores us gently and walks beside us quietly. He comes in a gentle whisper. Let's remember that God cares for us even when we want to give up.
we're just going to take a moment to reflect on the Bible story that we've heard and to reflect on what Ella's just been saying. Because the real question isn't, will you ever have a day when things go horribly wrong and you feel like giving up? Because you will. Every single one of us. The question is, where will you turn for comfort in those times? Will you allow God to gently restore you when you get to the end of your tether and you need rest? Will you pause for long enough to hear God's whisper? And thinking about your own life right now, not 10 years ago or sometime in the future, but this week, I wonder where you need to do that. Sometimes resting in God means doing a bit less. Sometimes it means turning to God anywhere else. Turning to God rather than anywhere else for your refreshment. Where do you need to rest in Him? Where do you need to find your refreshment in Him? Where do you need to sit with Him while the storm and the earthquake and the fire go past so that you're still there with Him when you get to hear the whisper? We've got our own broom brush. It looks a little bit different from Elijah's broom brush, but it will do for today. Elijah lay down under his broom bush and he went there when he was feeling like he'd got to the end of his tether. But that was where he met God.